from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey launches a statewide burglary task force to get a better handle on break-ins and home invasions. Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says officials are enhancing information sharing about suspects across jurisdictions.
And our prosecutors are going to be able to go in and seek detention using arguments about the dangerousness of these particular people, in particular, the adult that's driving it.
A law signed last month increases penalties for burglaries and home invasions. That giant wildfire in North Jersey is producing a lot of smoke. Changing winds may send more of it across the state, so you might smell it and see it around much of North Jersey, but a wind shift may blow more smoke further south. Smoke and other particles from the fire have dropped New Jersey's air quality in recent days, but no warnings have been issued. Despite opposition from New Jersey's officials and President-elect Donald Trump, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is unveiling a new congestion pricing plan for drivers coming into Midtown and Lower Manhattan. She says the plan will launch in January with a reduced toll per vehicle, down from the toll originally proposed.
It was $15 before, and now it is $9. That is a 40% reduction. This lower toll will save daily commuters nearly $1,500 annually.
The money raised with the toll will be used to fund MTA's Port Authority projects. Governor Murphy is slamming the toll, saying he plans to continue the fight to block it in court. President-elect Donald Trump says he strongly disagrees with Hochul's decision to revive congestion pricing. Well, just in time for Thanksgiving, a great white shark named Anne Bonny is back at the Jersey Shore. The shark is named after the infamous pirate. Marine officials say her satellite tag pinged this week offshore, just southeast of Point Pleasant Beach. It is the second time in the past 2 years Anne Bonny has been located off the Jersey Shore close to the holidays. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Fire threat remains high, but we warm up a bit this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather continues to have the increased fire danger today and Saturday due to the combination of dry weather, low humidity, and gusty winds. Officially, we do have a fire weather watch, but no red flag warnings just yet. For the rest of the day, cloud cover is going to continue to decrease, giving us sunshine. It will be breezy slash windy. Highs will reach about 60. Then we dip down to the upper 30s in the interior spots, low 40s at the coast with a clear sky. Windy tomorrow too, as mentioned, with sunshine, highs again near 60. Sun will mix with some high-level clouds for the afternoon on Sunday, and we're going to see highs generally in the low 60s. Some spots could get to the mid, and then we're going to see dry weather persisting into Monday and Tuesday. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, we've got 48 degrees. In Newark, it's 50, and Edison Mount Holly is 51. Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or your business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks to keep our team safe. Visit acteon.net, and you'll discover why you should, too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.